This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's foreign ministry has lodged a strong protest against Japan's decision to buy part of the Diaoyu Islands. Media reports are suggesting the Japanese government has agreed to a deal on Monday with the island's private owner to buy three of the five uninhabited islands at a cost of more than $26 million. Chinese foreign ministry says the Chinese government and the Chinese people resolutely oppose and strongly protest the move, which it says seriously violates China's territorial sovereignty. Statement says China has indisputable sovereignty over the Diaoyu Islands and that the Japanese government's move is totally illegal. Meantime, China's foreign minister Yang Jiechi has summoned Japan's ambassador to lodge a strong protest over the issue. Relief efforts are in full swing after 81 people were killed in multiple earthquakes that hit Yunnan last Friday. Over 820 others have been hurt. So far, power has been restored to about 90% of the affected areas, as well as the basic restoration of mobile phone services as well. Nearly 180,000 people have been evacuated after the quakes leveled more than 7,000 homes. Authorities have also dispatched over 11,000 tents and some 78 tons of rice to the affected area. Chinese government is raising the retail price of gasoline by 550 yuan per ton and diesel by 540 yuan per ton starting today. As a result, the benchmark retail price of gasoline will be increased by 0.41 yuan per liter. Diesel will be going up by 0.46 yuan per liter. Price hike marks the second such increase in a month and the fourth this year. The last time the fuel prices went up was on August the 10th, following three consecutive cuts between May and July. Security arrangements have been put in place for the 6th Summer Davos Forum, which is opening in Tianjin today. Ministry of Public Security says several hundred police officers and firefighters have been assigned to monitor security at the venue. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao is scheduled to attend the forum, which will be held under the theme of creating a new economy. CRI is going to be broadcasting the opening ceremony live in Mandarin and English starting from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock this evening. CRIEnglish.com will also simulcast the event. Four officials in Sichuan have been suspended from their posts in the wake of an explosion at a coal mine late last month that left 45 people dead. Explosion hit the mine in the city of Panjirhua on August 29th, trapping about a third of the 154 miners who were working underground at the time. Explosion also left 54 others hurt, 17 of them seriously. Meanwhile, rescue attempts for 11 miners trapped in another coal mine in Sichuan progressing slowly due to the high density of toxic gas and dust in that mine. Senior Yemeni military officials have confirmed the killing of Saeed Ali al-Shariri, the second in command of Yemen-based al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Six other terrorists have also been killed in that raid. It's believed that al-Shariri's death is going to be a heavy blow to the al-Qaeda wing, which has already lost a string of top leaders from U.S. drone strikes this year. United States and neighboring Saudi Arabia have beefed up their anti-terror cooperation with the Yemeni government since President Abu Mansur Hadi took office in February. It's been around a year since the political upheaval broke out in Yemen that allowed al-Qaeda to capture several cities in southern Yemen. Myanmar's government is moving to work out a plan to try to privatize its telecommunications industry. Four private operators are going to take over the industry. Under the step-by-step privatization process, the industry will operate without funding from the government. The government of Myanmar is also going to open up the telecom industry to foreign firms as well. Only about 6% of the country has their own landline or mobile phone. China's auto industry is picking up momentum, backed by strong sales and output figures for August. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers is reporting August auto sales have surged 8.4% from July. Total volume has hit almost 1.5 million. Sales of passenger vehicles leading the charge with an increase of nearly 8% year on year. Through the first 8 months, around 10 million vehicles have been sold in the Chinese auto market. Vehicle manufacturing in China has also increased some 4.5% month on month. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.